Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ohio State will play Rutgers tomorrow as they open up Big Ten play. And, of course, when we need information when it comes to Ohio State, we turn to Tim May from the Dispatch and Dispatch.com. Super friend of the show. Of course, he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm a super friend of the show.
You're like, if I had super ultra friend of the show, it would be you.
Yeah. Wow. It's like in Formula One, they got softs and they got ultra softs, you know, and super softs. So I feel pretty damn honored. Appreciate it.
You are the Formula One of Ohio State football coverage. Don't ever forget.
Thank you very much. I've got an eight gear forward speed gearbox. So there we go.
You're speaking Phelps language right now, man. He loves all of
right
us.
Right of Lufkin, Texas, right there.
You got that right. Me and Dez Bryant. How about Dez ever signed with the Browns yet?
Nah,
no, there's a little bit of talk that maybe the Browns would be willing to do it next week after week one because I think only 25% of the contract is guaranteed at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Get the old discount. Everybody's always looking for a break. That's when I go, like, even I can go into Best Buy. You know, I'm going, well, yeah, but what can I really buy that for?
And they say what the price is on the sticker.
No, you know, people are afraid to dicker. I'm not.
Huh. I guess I never really thought about doing that. Yeah, you're a smart man. Smart man. All right,
That's just a recommended price the way I look at it. Go ahead now.
Fair enough. Okay, they scored 77 points last week. Okay. How many will they score this week against Rutgers?
I don't know. You know, I think Rutgers is better defensively than Oregon State, so there you go. But Rutgers is going to be without their best cornerback. You know, it's not real clear whether he's going to play or not. The kid's name escapes him, but he didn't play against Ohio State last year, and it was Katie Barr the door. But, you know, they've never scored in the 70s against Rutgers, but they've scored in the 50s three out of the last 4 years. So I would think 50s when you take into account Rutgers might be better, but I think Ohio State's offense is better than it was a year ago from a weaponry standpoint and from a potential standpoint. I think in the 50s would be a good bet. I think that's what I picked in our Game Day Plus section at the Dispatch. You can see it at BuckeyeExtra.com.
That's a good plug. I like that one.
Thank you.
How is life without Urban Meyer for the players right now?
Well, in my Pennzoil Valvoline Quaker State car. I was trying to get all my sponsors in there.
Very good.
How is life? What was the question again? How is life without?
How has life been now that without Urban?
Yeah, now that he's a little back. No, but he's back.
He's
for
back
practice.
Working with practice, but he's still not able to coach on game day. But
it's kind of like life. It's kind of like life with, and then in parentheses out, and in closed parentheses Urban, because he was with them all week. He won't be with them from midnight Friday tonight till midnight Saturday night. That's his suspension both this week and next week. But I mean, everybody you talk to, I know it sounds like a broken record, but everybody you talk to says the beat has gone on. I mean, much as it would have with him around, you know, I would think for the coaches, I'm talking about for the players, I would think for the coaches, life changed dramatically at 6:15 on Monday morning because Urban was back, you know, and it's kind of like your boss has been on vacation, let's say, for a while, and you guys, you know, decorate the studio there with like your different things you like to put up, like I know Andy's into lights and things like that.
Absolutely.
But,
there's a disco ball here too, Tim.
You have to take those lights down, you know, once the big guy gets back. So I would say life has been probably back to normal to a certain extent,
and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, even just go through last week's game and I mean, to me it was a little, it just something fell off, but then you're watching the game and you're like, oh, okay, well, on the field, it's not off.
They got great players. That's what happens when you've got a cadre, if that's the correct term, of great players, and which Ohio State does this year. We've talked about that on this show before. You know, this is probably the most talented team from the standpoint of top to bottom, or deepest team that I've covered at Ohio State. I mean, there have been teams, like I've said, with better top-line players or maybe, you know, superstars on them. You can just remember all those guys, but just from a depth standpoint, it's pretty good. Now, they let three plays get out the gate last week, and one of the reasons was their returning starting safety, Jordan Fuller, couldn't play because of a slight hamstring pull. And you know, I'm not blaming the safeties for it all, but the one thing the safety's supposed to do is turn the play back, you know, at least give somebody else a chance, and that didn't happen. So we'll see if anything changes in that regard this week. But yeah, other than that, other than those three plays, which accounted for 207 of Oregon State's 380 yards, it was a pretty good day by the defense. I mean, Nick Bosa scored a touchdown after Pete Warner knocked the ball loose in the end zone. So anytime you score a touchdown, you've had a pretty good day defensively, five sacks, et cetera. But, you know, three plays can also kill you in a real game.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back. I just want your assessment, and what were your biggest takeaways on Dwayne Haskins from week one?
That he stood in the pocket real nice and tall and cool, and for the most part delivered the ball in an expert manner, except for one play, which all first-time starters have plays like that. That's just the way it goes. But I thought he ran the offense. And the funny thing about it was they were running a zone read look quite a few times, and a couple times it looked like he could have run for 20 yards before anybody touched him, but he opted to hand off. So that's a new new look, new wrinkle to the offense, that the running back's probably going to get it more times than not in those kind of plays. And then when he scrambled a couple of times, he looked really good scrambling and got big gains. So I thought he looked pretty good, with the exception of one play. I thought he was excellent. I mean, they scored, you know, under his guidance, what, 8 touchdowns, I think, 7 or 8. That's a pretty good day no matter who you're playing.
Let me ask you this one, too, because I watched the game last week with a guy who's a big Pac-12 guy, who's a big Utah guy. And he goes, well, you know, and he likes Ohio State. And he's just like, but you know what? They're beating like the dredge of the Pac-12. Like, this is the worst team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you really have to kind of take that in consideration?
No,
what
absolutely.
Happened last week or not?
Yeah. Well, when people around here were getting all excited, I go, you know, they beat Oregon State was 1-11 last year. And
right.
They beat Portland State, an FCS team. I mean, I made fun of Alabama getting in the playoffs because they beat Mercer, you know, the next last game of their regular season before they got beat by Auburn. But I think Mercer could have beaten Oregon State last year, you know. But the bottom line is, yeah, you definitely – but here's the thing. If you're playing a patsy, do you beat them like that? Yeah, they beat them like that. They had three plays, though, they'd rather have back. And we all know now Artavis Pierce probably should have been on the U.S. Olympic team. I mean, he wasn't just – scoring, he was running away from fast guys on those two long touchdown runs. So, you know, as John Cooper used to say, the other team practices too.
He's right.
And obviously, they changed their coach. Their one coach quit in the middle of the year last year, and then they hired a new coach for a reason. You know, they're trying to it's a dredging or a salvaging operation, dredging operation.
All right, Tim. Quickly, prediction. Payne?
I like the Browns, man.
Okay.
Doesn't everybody?
I hope so.
And then past that, I think I'll pick Ohio State 56-10 or something like that. You know, I think they'll get a few sacks on this freshman quarterback, Artur Sadkowski. They might get a few picks because Texas State did last week.
Okay.
And I think they win the game handily. Let's put it that away.
Very nice. Tim May, hit him straight today. We appreciate it, and we always appreciate talking Ohio State football with you on Fridays.
I just finished hitting them straight just so I would be unfettered while I'm talking to you guys. Now, as usual, I totally enjoyed it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate
Thank
your time.
Thank you, Tim.
Make sure you read him. Thanks, Tim. Make sure you read him in the Dispatch and dispatch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.